Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Nicole Nastowski.
All right, 10 albums to go. Are you ready for this, Canada? I think you are. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Nicole Nastowski. Brian is out this week. He'll be back next week. We're about to count down the top 10 albums from earshot-online.com. It's an awesome website, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, July 9th, 2013. Nicole is going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Right. So Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of our program, and are about to delve into the top 10. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports? Reports?
Yeah, that's right.
Such as electric, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. For some reason, I thought that was going to say, like, repertoire.
I'm going to give you a high five on that one. Good job. Repertoires. Yeah, you can read all kinds of repertoires. In fact, I got the webpage right here in front of me. This month, you can read an interview from James Dandifer and also the Rebecca Bell interview. You can read reviews about drum hand Stephen Fearing, Class Action, Transit, which looks like a hip-hop artist, if I'm going by the picture here, and Daywalker, all kinds of stuff. So they should definitely check it out. Okay, 10 albums to bring you in this hour, so we don't want to waste any time, because we also have your Entertainment 411. That'll be coming up very soon with Stephen Karlick, and you'll get the lowdown. Nicole and I will give you the scoop on some of the albums entering the charts this week that haven't quite made their way into the top 20, but very well could over the next couple of weeks. But before we do that, we must bring you some music. And so Nicole's going to let you know what's coming up.
So coming up next is Time Can Be Overcome by the Darcys and Rah Rah Riot.
And that's off the Arts and Crafts album, and their 10 album. Really great album. And all of these artists, just maybe for your information, they are all represented on this label, and they decided to put this CD out. So everybody working together. They're two bands working together. I'm just trying to impress you. I feel like I know a little bit of information. I need to. You'd know like some of these bands, like Feist and all.
Oh, all kinds. Cool.
They're all out. Golden Youth on here too. They're big. They're big news.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Here we go. Oh, I don't know what's going on here. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
What are you?
No need for amen. Yesterday, break your heart. Tomorrow, kill you, babe. Hounding history. Time can be overcome.
Number 9. atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand. I'm atomic man. I'm the moon that pulls the tides that take the sand.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
I'm not afraid.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, so that was number 8, Out the Gate Backwards by Young Galaxy. And before that, in at number 9, you heard Atomic Man by Atomic Man, Portugal, the Man?
Yeah.
You've got too many commas in there.
No, that's his, that's the name of the artist. Portugal, the Man.
Oh, okay. If that's how it's supposed to be. And before that was Time Can Be Overcome by the Darcys and the Rah Rah Riot.
Oh, man. Life just keeps on getting better and better.
And number 7 is Anthony.
That is, it is me indeed. All right. We are counting down the top 20. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I think it might be the heat. It may be the sun. Hopefully it's sunny where you are and you can appreciate the fact that foolishness is just another way of telling you, the listeners, that we love you. And thank you very much for not changing the station right now. I know you were going to reach for the button. Just don't do it. Just keep it here. Keep it locked. We've got about 40 minutes left of greatness for you. Okay. We're going to take a break from the charts. You don't have to listen to me talk. You don't have to listen to anyone else talk except for our good buddy, Stephen Karlick. Are you ready for your entertainment news?
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with all the latest music news, albums, and tracks. This week, Jay-Z released his suddenly awaited Magna Carta Holy Grail. The album was released early as an app on Samsung Galaxy S4 phones, but the app has now been criticized for privacy issues, censored music, and hacked clones. As Billboard points out, many folks have taken exception to the app's rather intrusive permission requests, which demands access to network communication, your phone's USB storage, GPS location, information regarding phone calls, and more. What's more, fans have noted that many who opted to download the app have complained that they received a censored edit rather than the explicit version. To make matters even worse, McAfee blogger Irfan Azrar reports that hackers have created clone versions of the app, which are now making the rounds. These politically minded copies changed the wallpaper to an image of Obama wearing headphones with the slogan, "Yes, we scan." The play on Obama's "Yes, we can" campaign presumably refers to the controversy surrounding the American government's PRISM surveillance program. In lighter Jay-Z news, the famed rapper got Brampton teen Wonder Girl to produce for his Magna Carta Holy Grail album. The 16-year-old's producer's skills are on display on the decadently synth-swerving, SZA sampling track, Crown, whose beat she'd created on her own before handing it over for the album. The Toronto Star newspaper adds that the beat had been sent to rapper Travis Scott, with whom Wonder Girl had previously worked with on his Uptown track. According to Wonder Girl, a.k.a. Ebony Oshinrunde, Scott texted her the message, quote, "I'm about to change your life," before unveiling the opportunity to work with Jay-Z. Morrissey has donated money from his Gordon Ramsay lawsuit to PETA's campaign against foie gras. The singer took exception to a Smith song being used for Gordon Ramsay's Christmas cooking special a couple of years back. Not only did Morrissey win a £10,000 payout, about $15,000 Canadian, from Britain's Channel 4, but he's now donated it to PETA's campaign against foie gras. In a statement, Morrissey said, "Ramsay may very well stick his head in his microwave when he hears the money I received from Channel 4 because of my songs used to promote his Christmas show is being donated to PETA to fight foie gras. Foie gras is so cruelly produced that he'd be against it if he had an ethical bone in his body." PETA representative Mimi Bekeshi added, "With this generous gift, Morrissey is putting his money where his mouth is and combating cruelty to animals." In Canadian music, Broken Social Scene member Brendan Canning has a message for music fans. Take a break and relax. He's just announced that his latest solo effort is called You Gots to Chill, and it will be out on October 1st through Draper Street Records and SQE Music. The album, which shares a title with a 1988 single by hip-hop outfit EPMD, was reportedly tracked in his living room on Draper Street in Toronto. According to a press release, Canning took the solitary route when making the album, including drawing the cover art and recording tracks on voicemail. He even opted to release it on his own Draper Street Records rather than Broken Social Scene's usual arts and crafts label. Ruthlessly heavy Canadian metalcore outfit Cancer Bats have announced that they'll combine the best of both worlds when they tour Canada this month, both as Cancer Bats and as their Black Sabbath cover band, Bat Sabbath. The tour, called the Doubleheader Bat Madness Tour, will include Canadian stops in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Ontario, and will find the band performing a full set from each project every night. In a press release, frontman Liam Cormier said, We're all way too stoked for this Canadian run. All of the touring we've done on this record has been amazing, and we can't think of a better way to finish it all off than with one last Canadian banger. In album reviews this week, Exclaim has of course got Magna Carta Holy Grail. The new Jay-Z album is nearly impossible to mention without talking about the unprecedented deal brokered between the superstar MC and Samsung to distribute it. But the album thrives on, quote, the tension between art and commerce, which isn't one to problematize or balance. Our writer says that, in his mind, it represents a logical and necessary synthesis. The rapper works predominantly with Timbaland and J-Rock on this outing, and is acutely aware that any model or product needs to update and adapt to trends while also retaining its core appeal. Needless to say, he applies this approach to Magna Carta Holy Grail. In Canadian releases this week is Louise Burns' The Midnight Mass. The talented and adaptable musician's influences were amalgamated on debut album Melodrama, but her newest release, The Midnight Mass, refines her sound. According to our reviewer, quote, it's clearer now that Burns' ultimate focus lies directly between the dark moodiness of The Cure and the ethereal pop sounds of contemporaries Rachel Zafira and Dum Dum Girls. That sweet spot gives us gems like Jasper and Don't Like Sunny Days, which highlight Burns' great ability to pair dream pop harmonies with reverb-laden instrumentals that don't drown her out, and complement her instead. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit Exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the charming punk-leading 90210 from Vancouver trio The Courtneys, whose new album is out now. Listen to it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Sure.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Who's Watching You, Imaginary Cities.
And in before that, Wasteland, Hooded Fang. Those two sitting at number 6 and number 7, respectively. And in before that, you heard from Stephen Karlick. He gave you your entertainment news. And song pick of the week this week was the Courtney's 90210. Do you remember that show?
I remember the newer version of that show.
Oh, so you are familiar with the... I never watched it, though. That's for real. That's... Where am I going with this? I'm not going anywhere with it. All right. Let's keep moving on. We're going to take a quick break from the charts now. And Nicole and I are going to tell you about some of the albums making their debuts on the charts, but not right in the top 20. They do have a very good opportunity, though, to make their way up. We call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
All right. Here we go. At number 49 this week, Shad and Scratch Bastid, the Canadian hip-hop artist, teams up with the East Coast Turntable Master for the collaborative EP, The Spring Up, and that is released by who? Oh, self-released. Well, that's why I couldn't find the information I was looking for.
All right, number 48 was Montag, this new Phases release from Montreal's Antoine Bedard compiles the A-sides from his 12-month singles project of the same name.
And at number 45 is Smith Westrons, album number 3 from the Chicago band Smith Westrons, dealing in 70s glam embedded indie rock, is called Soft Will.
Number 44 is John Hopkins, Immunity. It's the 4th solo album from the London-based electronica producer and recent King Crosota collaborator, John Hopkins. I feel like you keep throwing all the things that are hard to pronounce.
You know what? This is what I did with Wayne too. The time that he was, I was like, oh, you can have all the hard ones, and I'll take the easy ones.
Yeah.
Number 43, The Clicks, the Lucas Silveria fronted Toronto rock band The Clicks return with their 4th LP, Black Tie Elevator.
Number 42 is Field Assembly. Lyle Adam Fox returns with the Field Assembly Collective with their sophomore release, Narco.
And at number 40, it's David Gogo. Love that name. That is the best. The Nanaimo-based, award-winning, and prolific blues guitarist David Gogo releases his 13th album, Come On Down.
Number 34, Sing Me the Song, celebrating the works of Kate McGargle.
Gargle? Yeah.
That's a lot of G's. This two-disc compilation tribute album to the Canadian singer-songwriter Kate features select songs from 4 concerts held in her honor.
I love it. That's a lot of G's. All kinds of G's. Money, money, money. And at number 32 this week, the very last debut before the top 20, is Dustin Bentall and the Smokes. Just under a year after delivering his album Orion, Dustin Bentall follows it up with sister record You Are an Island. And those are the debuts on the charts below the top 20 this week. We hope you enjoyed that little ditty. I know I did. Good times. McGurgle.
Yeah? Ditty?
You're not going to give me that one either? What's wrong with you? Oh, you're a hater. You're a hater of all sorts. All right. Let's move right along. We'll bring back in some music and keep this going so that we can get through the top 20 before the hour is up, because at the rate we're going, we might not do it. I don't know if I have confidence in myself now to finish this before it's all over. Okay, here comes number 5 this week on the charts. It is the Ketamines, dropping from number 1 the week before. A song called Everybody Gets Down. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Keep me all falling down, throwing me out of your way. What you need?
It's the Earshot 20.
Right, that was Sweet Milk Pop, A Tribe Called Red, in number 4. And before that, you heard Everybody Gets Down by the Ketamines at number 5.
It is the National Countdown Show. We are just about done. We only have 3 more tracks to bring you before the hour is up. And we have gotten through the top 20. We did it. Woohoo! We're almost there. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Nicole Nazdowski. Brian is out this week. He'll be back next week, and we'll have a whole new top 20 for you again all next week. So make sure you tune in for that. Okay, Nicole's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
Up next is Lose Yourself to Dance by Daft Punk.
I think I just might. Here it is on the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
the dance. Lose yourself to 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 dance.
Earshot 20. Number 2. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was You Changed My Life by Austra in at number one. And before that, at number two was Sundown by Boards of Canada. And Draft Punk in at number three, Lose Yourself to Dance.
All right, that does it for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're just joining us or you want any part of the program again, you can check it out on radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can also podcast the show on iTunes, and you can hear us on many Earshot partners who are partnering with our program, and thank you very much to them for doing so. We are broadcasting, recording live at a St. John, New Brunswick every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on local 107.3 FM, St. John's Campus and Community Radio Voice. Stick around, there is lots more on the way. Thank you very much to Nicole Nesdowski for filling in for Brian this week, and thank you to Stephen Karlick for the Entertainment 411, and to Matt Lyle from Gold and Youth. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.